CNBC Markets Now is brought to you by TD Ameritrade, where smart investors get smarter.
Wall Street remained on the defensive into a new week, with bond yields rising further on expectations of several Federal Reserve rate hikes, even as the economy hits a winter soft patch. The S&P 500 slid 1.8% Tuesday, sagging to the lower end of its two-month range. Big tech stocks were again weak, giving up more of the premium valuation they built up the past 2 years. The Nasdaq losing 2.6% on the day and reaching a 10% correction from its record high. Bank stocks, for once, were not an offset, sliding after a mixed earnings report from Goldman Sachs after the financial sector had run higher into 2022. Microsoft slipped 2.4%, but fared no worse than its peers on a day it agreed to acquire Activision Blizzard for nearly $70 billion in a bid to deepen its video game business. Activision peers Electronic Arts and Take-Two Interactive were among the few Nasdaq stocks up on the day as consolidation chatter picked up. For all the worry over rising yields and Fed tightening plans and the carnage among riskier tech stocks, the broad market so far remains just 5% off its peak. The question is whether that will again prove enough to refresh the uptrend in a new year that is testing investors' old habits. With your CNBC Markets Now update, I'm Mike Santoli.